Tell him. Good boy. Good boy. Yeah. Yes, you do something.
What are you gonna do? What you gonna do? I can't go in here.
Branch address 12060 Bayonne Street, Suite 2, Jacksonville, Florida, 32224.
Discussions in the show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisor representative, Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Cambridge and ECM Group are not affiliated.
Welcome to the ExitCoachRadio.com network and the Retirement Matters Radio Show, where you can hear cutting-edge ideas and strategies to help you plan ahead for your retirement years. Every week, we interview top advisors, authors, and business owners to help you plan with clarity and confidence. And now, here's your host, Buck Blanton.
Well, thank you very much, Spike Reel, for that great introduction again, and welcome friends and listeners to the show, the Retirement Matters Radio Show. I'm your host, Buck Blanton, and we're going to jump right in with an advisor that we've had on our show before to talk about matters of investments and how women invest and how in that world. Angela Sloan from Clover, South Carolina, how are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself?
Very good, and we're very happy to have you back on the show and to go through some of the issues of these topics. Tell everybody a little bit again about Sloan Financial and about you.
Well, Sloan Financial Group was founded about 30 years ago at my kitchen table because I personally got messed over by a financial advisor and lost my entire life savings, which at that point was a whopping $12,440. But at the age of 22, that was a lot of money. And especially 30 years ago. So I got into this business because I was out to educate and inform. You know, the reason that happened to me was because I was ignorant. I didn't know better. And when bad things happen to people like this, it's usually because they just didn't know what to look for. So that has been my life's passion. Now we're in a 11,000 square foot building. We have a large staff. We have over 4,000 clients, and never in my wildest imagination did I think I would see this happen.
Well, and that's fabulous, and we love to hear that. We wanted to kind of go through our topic again today. I think was, are women in financial strategies a mismatch? Tell us a little bit about that title.
Well, what I have found is that with women in particular, there seems to be a disconnect. For example, women earn more of the bachelor's degrees than men. They earn more of the master's degrees and doctorate degrees than men. In fact, women earn 55% of the bachelor's degrees out there. Yet they're very comfortable doing the day-to-day finances in the household, such as buying the groceries, watching the budget, you know, buying the clothes and the furniture and all these day-to-day things. But when it comes to long-range planning, they tend to shy away from it. And I have noticed the reason they shy away from it is because they don't want to appear ignorant. For instance, and I'm going to use this one group because I have a lot of school teachers that are clients, very intelligent women, a lot of degrees. But they're all about teaching their children. They're all about the household budget. when I sit down and start doing strategies and long-term planning and projections, I get a deer in the headlight. What in the world are we supposed to do with this? And I think it's important that that they dig in their heels and they learn this stuff. When I put the surveys out of the classes that we teach here in our office, women are the first ones to respond. They're hungry for the information. And it's very important that they take the bull by the horns and they learn what they need to know, because it's going to wind up in their lap, whether it's by divorce or by widowhood. The average age of a widow is 59 and a half. So you'd better be learning, ladies, how to take this bull by the horns, how to handle your own retirement, because statistically it's going to fall in your lap.
Well, Angela, a couple of things come to mind. Why do you think this is a problem for women? I know you're in the Southeast, and I know maybe some of the culture of the past sits in this process that, you know, the man, and good, bad, or indifferent, I'm just kind of stating something that's been in this part of the world, in this part of the region and country for a long time. The man is the head of the household, and he should handle that, and this is kind of where we are, and we take this role. But that preparation, it's almost like crossing a line, or maybe I'm stepping into a world that should be something that he should handle. And I know we have a lot of differences today as time has gone by, but do you think that old thought process is still part of the culprit in this?
I do, because I've noticed, ladies, when I sit down with you and your husband as a couple, I notice that he'll do the talking when it comes to the long-range planning. If I have questions about the budget and how much you're spending monthly, ladies, you jump right in with that information. But what I've noticed with the financial advisors is they're primarily talking to the men. And for you financial advisors out there, I'm telling you that wife is eventually going to be your client. Statistically, she will be a widow or she will be divorced. Either way, the money's going to fall into her lap. So, ladies, I'm telling you, interject when you have questions. Ladies, I'm telling you to know where all the money is. I have literally been in the bedroom with women digging through the sock drawer looking for checkbooks because she just didn't know where everything was. So, ladies, I'm telling you, know where all the money is. Know what the passwords are to the websites and to the banking information. Keep a list for yourself. Just for your own peace of mind, make sure you know where everything is.
And another thing that may come up is some people may say, Angela, that this is just, you know, it's just the way things are. It's the way we do things. Why is it a major concern in our financial world that we have both sides educated for this process?
Because you don't know which one's going to be left. Okay, like I said, the average age of a widow is 59, actually it's 59.4, 59 years and 4 months is the average age of a widow. So you don't know which one is going to be left behind. Statistically, it's going to be her, and it's going to be at a very young age. We had a close friend 2 weeks ago fell over with an abdominal aneurysm at age 55. Now, do you think his wife ever thought in a million years that she was going to be a widow at age 55? Never in a million years did
no
she
way.
Think that was going to happen to her. Guess what? He had horses and cows, and he owned a business. Do you think for a minute she knew where everything was? Not on your life. She stayed home. She took care of the kids. She worked some part-time jobs. She might help him feed the horses and the cows on occasion, but for the most part, he did all of that, and he ran the business. I had another one not too long ago. Husband dropped dead of a heart attack. He owned an insurance agency. She didn't have a clue what to do. So I'm in there helping
both
her
situations.
Because the company quit paying her. I'm sorry?
Oh, and I was going to say, in both situations, I mean, she may need to be licensed in the insurance world, which she can certainly do, but in one day, both of those women are business owners.
That's right. They inherited everything in the blink of an eye. Totally unexpected. One dropped dead of a heart attack. The other one woke up in the middle of the night and found her husband laying in the living room. Went to bed. Everything was perfectly normal. Wakes up 3 o'clock in the morning, and he's not in bed. She gets up to go check and finds him laying in the living room. Did she even think for a moment when she closed her eyes that night to go to bed that she was going to wake up a widow? So, ladies, it's very important for you to know where everything is. And everybody's situation is a little bit different, but I want you to just close your eyes for a minute and just pretend that yesterday, I'll hate to say tomorrow because it could happen, but just say, what if yesterday my husband had died and I woke up this morning as a widow? What would I do? Would I know what to do? Would I know who to call? Would I know how to go online and do the banking? If he owns a business, do I know what's going on in that business? Could I step in and run the business if I had to? These are answers that you need to be able to answer in your own mind for yourself, because the odds are it's going to happen. We just don't know when. As for
and
the
obviously,
only 39% of the women today are married, and 33% of those have already been through divorce. So that could happen as well. You could wake up today and find out that your husband's been doing something he shouldn't have been doing, or he may just come home one day and say, look, I don't want to be married anymore. Do you know where everything is? Is there a business? Do you know the value of that business? These are important questions for you to ask yourself.
Absolutely. And Angela, we're asking a lot of questions very quickly in this situation. Kind of, if you would, let's pretend, and I'll ask, a woman hears this this bevy of questions and the things that we're going through, and she says, Angela, what are my first steps? How do I fix this issue?
Well, first of all, get into some classes and educate yourself. You know, we do classes here 2 or 3 times a month. So sign up for those type classes. We don't charge anything for these classes. This next month we're concentrating on identity theft, for example. So get in some classes and educate yourself. But I think first order of business is find out where all the money is. Make sure you have all the passwords to all accounts. Just make sure you have a list of where your assets are and those passwords. That is absolutely vital. If your husband doesn't want to share that with you, my answer to you is Whaley goes to work and dig, because you're the one that's going to be left holding the bag. And if he's not wanting to share that with you, there may be other reasons that you need to know, but that's another show. So, ladies, I'm telling you, look out for yourself. The other big issue here, why it's so important for women to understand this, is that a lot of women are going to be dual inheritors. For example, the one who lost her husband due to a heart attack and he owned an insurance agency. Well, her 91-year-old mother happens to be one of my clients. She is an only child. So she not only has inherited this business and everything that her husband had worked for, because she was a stay-at-home mom. Now, don't get me wrong, they both worked for it. But she didn't know where to begin with the husband stuff. Now there's 91-year-old mom who's worth about $2 million, and she's going to be inheriting that also. So they're dual inheritors. So, ladies, you better know how to handle this money when it hits you.
Absolutely. We are talking with Angela Sloan of Sloan Financial Group in Clover, South Carolina. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to ask Angela to give us maybe a couple more stories of situations that we've just heard about, maybe some tips, ideas, and precautions that you can use. We'll be right back.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the show for age 50-plus business owners. We're interviewing over 250 professional advisors for their tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new 20-minute interviews and 1-minute highlights every day at ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
ECM Group is the home of fiduciary coaching. Webster's Dictionary says a coach is one who instructs or trains. At ECM Group, we instruct and train 401k plan fiduciaries to understand their role and responsibilities in guiding their corporate retirement plan. If you are like most business owners or executives, you need to run your business or do your job full time, and 401k fiduciary compliance just isn't your day-to-day skill set. Let the prudent experts at ECM Group coach you through the 401k minefield of fiduciary compliance.
For information, contact Buck Blanton at 904-955-0853. That's 904-955-0853.
Branch address 12060 Bayonne Street, Suite 2, Jacksonville, Florida, 32224.
Discussions in the show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisor representative, Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated. A registered investment advisor, Cambridge and ECM Group are not affiliated.
Well, friends and listeners, we're back. We're talking with Angela Sloan of Sloan Financial Group in Clover, South Carolina. Angela, if you would, we kind of left with a couple of stories, but I wanted to go through a couple more to try to emphasize maybe different things that have hit in these kind of relationships where women are left with businesses. They're left. I think that's a great, the last one to hear. Not only do I have to worry about one side, but now I've got another with an inheritance coming to me from my mother that I had not even thought about either. They've got children. They've got maybe children that are young and not off to college. And so now we've got like three or four or five things as a caregiver, as now a new business owner, and now a new wealth to think about. A lot of things to think about at one time that I hadn't even considered before if I'm a woman in this position. Excuse me.
Yep. The other thing I want all you women out there to think about is the long-term care issue. Because, ladies, even if you and your husband both lived to age 65 and you've had a happy life, you will outlive him by an average of 15 years. So if there's a long-term care event, ladies, it's going to be you. Statistically, the women are the ones that need long-term care. And if you don't believe me, pick any nursing home, walk in, and take a look. You will see it's by far majority women. So, ladies, you make sure that you have a long-term care plan in place to take care of yourself. I want you to picture, now you're the head of the family. If the head of that family is suffering financially, then everybody in the family is going to suffer. And I'm the prime example. My mother lives with me. I've had her as my sole dependent for about 20 years now, and I'm telling you, it is a rough life. And I have promised my children, I will not do this to you. So, ladies, make sure that you have planned properly for the long-term care event.
I think that's a great point, Angela. One of the greatest gifts that we as parents can give our children is that we be financially stable and have long-term care insurance, good retirement plans, and other things in place so that we don't become any type of child for our children.
Right, and the longer you wait to make that plan, the more expensive it is. So I encourage you, like I said, take the bull by the horns and get the long-term care situation fixed, because the longer you wait, the more expensive it's going to be.
Angela, in our title, we talk about women and financial strategies. Tell us a little bit more about the process that you go through when you sit down with a couple or with a woman and what that financial strategy might involve.
Well, I'm a big proponent of proper tax planning and inflation planning. The two biggest holes in your pocket are taxes and inflation. So the first thing I want to do is take an inventory of where you are, and then I want to hear where it is you want to be. So I want to see where you are, where you want to be, and then I want to try to map out a roadmap to get you to where you want to be, and also taking into account all the risk, you know, all the landmines between point A and point B. I want to make sure all of those are covered, and I want to make sure that tax planning is done so that when you do get to retirement, the tax man's not constantly in your pocket. Without the tax planning point, without that portion, you're making a big mistake. So be very aware and make sure that whoever's helping you with your planning can help you with the tax planning, and that's part of what sets us apart, because we do about 1,400 tax returns every year, and the tax planning is absolutely vital to our process.
What exactly, when you take over, that maybe you've got a client that they haven't, or even if they have, when you go through that on an annual basis, and now all of a sudden something happens to a spouse, or we're in that situation that you mentioned at the top of the show, what are you looking for from the tax side and then from the asset side to help plan that process?
Well, I want to know about all the retirement assets, and of course, what's vital at that time is life insurance. I want to know what, how much life insurance is in place, who that life insurance is on, who the beneficiaries are, what the cost is. So the life insurance is absolutely vital because the life insurance not only replaces lost income, but it also pays to the beneficiary tax-free. And ladies, another thing to make sure you check is who the beneficiaries are. I have had to sit in here and I have had to tell a wife that an ex-wife was the beneficiary of a 401k that he had at work. I've also had to tell a wife that his sister was the beneficiary of a 401k that he had at work. Ladies, make sure you know who those beneficiaries are.
Absolutely. What a great piece of advice, because we run into that very, very much as well, that parents of husbands might be the beneficiaries, and you don't know necessarily if that relationship, exactly, if that relationship is good or bad, or if they're going to try to put money up for the grandchildren, or if they're going to hold it. So I think
right.
that's great advice.
I saw one situation where the son from a previous marriage was the beneficiary of the 401k and the life insurance, and the wife got the funeral bill. So, ladies,
wow.
make sure you know who those beneficiaries are.
Again,
and of course,
wow.
the life plan, well, he meant to change it. He meant to change it. He said he was going to change it, and I tend to wonder if maybe he was telling her that. So, ladies, if it means you getting the beneficiary form and you making sure that he signs it and you sending it in, you make sure that it's done, because you'll be the one left holding the bag.
Fantastic. Angela, if you would, give our listeners every way that they can get in touch with you so we can make sure that this type of information and this informative process that you go through really gets out to them and they can get to you.
Well, our phone number here is 1-800-298-2892. Our website, www.sloanfinancial.net. Remember, .net. You can reach us either one of those avenues. I'll be glad to answer any questions that I can and help any way that I can. You know, if you're local enough that we could have a face-to-face meeting, even better.
Fantastic. Well, Angela, thank you again. I love the segments that we've had the chance to do with you, and I do want to do one in the future to talk about this business ownership situation. I think that's another one that we've mentioned in the past that we wanted to talk about, and I think we'd like to do that so that we can talk about these transitions from husband to wife and even other things for the business owner today, whether it be a man or a woman, some of the planning they should go through.
Absolutely. And, it's kind of reversed in my situation. My husband worked in the nuclear field, you know, for 20-something years. My business grew to the point I had to have an operations manager, so he went ahead, took early retirement from the nuclear field, and he is now our operations manager. Well, I had always been the sole owner because I had the business before I had him. So there was a lot of legal things that we had to do in order to, you know, fix things to where if I died, the business could run seamlessly. So, and it depends on what state you're in. But again, that's a whole other show.
And I'm looking forward to having that show. Angela, again, thank you. Angela Sloan in Clover, South Carolina of the Sloan Financial Group. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, and you have a wonderful day.
You do the same. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Hold on and stay there. We'll see you in just a minute.
Hey everyone, it's Bill Black, the Exit Coach, and let's face it, handing over the reins of a business that you've been running for years is an emotional thing for sellers, and you want to know that your baby is in good hands. There's a company out there called Delta Business Services that's created a process to create certainty for a successful business exit, and you ought to know about it. Heath Bronson at Delta Business Services is someone that you ought to talk to. They've created a strategy that will take the uncertainty and the worry out of your business exit, because they will buy your business and help with the transition and the transfer of the business. That's right, at Delta Business Services, they'll make sure that your exit strategy is pain and worry-free with their common-sense personal approach. To find out more information, you just got to go to their website and check it out. It's at deltabusinessservices.com. That's deltabusinessservices.com. Or contact Keith Bronson at 210-369-4161. That's 210-369-4161.
Well, friends and listeners, that's going to do it for our show today. I want to thank you for listening in, and I hope you've heard something that will help you in some way with your future planning. A big thank you to our guest, Angela Sloan, and our sponsors. Remember, we update content daily, so please visit us often and tell your friends to find us at exitcoachradio.com. We're here to help you, our hero, the private business owner, with tips, ideas, and precautions so that you are well planned. Have a great day.
You've been listening to the Retirement Matters Show with Buck Blanton on the ExitCoachRadio.com network, where we upload new 1-minute tips and 20-minute interviews every day from our expert host on a wide variety of topics. And if you're on the go, you can listen from your smartphone. Just type in ExitCoachRadio.com on your mobile browser. Come listen for a minute. For ExitCoachRadio.com, I'm Spike Reel saying so long for now.
Discussions in the show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisor representative, Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated. A registered investment advisor, Cambridge and ECM Group are not affiliated.
Branch address 12060 Bayonne Street, Suite 2, Jacksonville, Florida, 32224.